Blog Talk Radio. shouts out to Jet Set, man. R.I.P. to my dog, you know what I'm saying? Put a very powerful song down right there, you know what I'm saying? It's called Always. And got a lot of powerful music out there, you know what I'm saying? Doing what it do, representing for the Tampa Bay Float, we, duh, and I stress the we, even though I'm out of it. But we doing it real big, man, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of things to cover, you know what I'm saying? Like to thank Lord, you know what I'm saying, for allowing me to see, you know what I'm saying, my 35th birthday coming up, you know what I'm saying? And, man, I see many, many more. And everybody else who's celebrating their birthday for the Aquarius, you know what I'm saying, month of February, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of things popping off, you know what I'm saying? Let me get a little background music. See if I can infiltrate this. Let me see if this is going to work. We should be tied into... Oh, it's, okay. There it is. All right, so we are simulcasting. Simulcasting live. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going down real big. We are live on Blog Talk Radio and on Regular Game Radio Official. So simulcasting, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we doing. Yeah. You can call in at 724-444-7444. And you write that down, put all that on there. And, then just hit the call ID. It's going to ask for the call ID number. Put in 43793, and it'll bring you right into the show. You know what I'm saying? You can, you know what I'm saying, listen live what's going down for the extended version, because we do 30 minutes on Blog Talk, 1 hour on Regular Game Radio, you know what I'm saying, official. So you can call in and be a part of the madness. And if you are VIP, you know what I'm saying, over there off of Blog Talk Radio, because I can't open up the little chat room for you. And there we go. Alright. Boy, initiate the little chat room. That way everybody can get their side discussion on, you know what I'm saying? Now, we got a lot of things, crazy things, you know what I'm saying, coming up that happen to be popped up. In the midst of tell you what I got going on. Alright. Now, it just so happens, you know what I'm saying, I'm writing a book, right? I got a little book that I'm writing and everything. And I ain't gonna put all the details out there, you know what I'm saying? I'll let a little exclusive details out to a couple of friends, you know what I'm saying, so they know what time it is. But I ain't wanna let everything out, you know, the whole cat out the bag, you know. Exclusive book coming. But it just so happens in my writing that we get a subject that come along that just cannot be ignored, you know what I'm saying? And that is Mr. Christopher Dahmer. Dahmer. Jeffrey like Dahmer or something like that. And this is the brother, you know what I'm saying, up in L.A., you know what I'm saying, that done killed, I don't know how many people. He killed some people. You know what I'm saying? All officers are officer related. You know what I'm saying? He got a vendetta against the whole police department. And the whole crazy part of it is, though, when you look at the whole situation, this is something straight out of a Rambo movie. Now, just going to do a few things. One thing is going to do, step up the Rambo views or old Rambo moves. You know what I'm saying? So they can think they can learn these old tactics. You know, oh, well, let's watch Rambo and see how Rambo did it. Okay? Well, one thing you ain't understanding is, but that's it's a two-way fold, because he was a Navy SEAL and all that, so that's why they have to do a joint operation, you know, do this elaborate so-called hunt and all this kind of crap. Then to say that, oh, we can't find them. And then this is going to bring the point of the conversation today. And that's talking about the active, you know what I'm saying, so-called drone killing. You know what I'm saying? That'd be justified because he's in immediate danger, you know what I'm saying? Or he's an immediate threat to the United States and what's going on, you know what I'm saying, with all the officers. So in order to protect ourselves, you know, we'll have to go ahead and, you know, use some drones. We don't want to exhaust all of the manpower that it would take to hunt this individual down. But then you have to ask yourself, what did this individual do, you know what I'm saying, to deserve to have to take it to this extreme? As the music plays. I gotta keep checking in, man. You know what I'm saying? I got two things going on, you know what I'm saying? I got the Blog Talk thing going on, and I'm over here. You know what I'm saying? Wrecking the Game Radio. Wrecking the Game Radio is at www.wdgeradio.webs.com. You know what I'm saying? You come on through, check it out. We do what it do, you know what I'm saying? Hang out, too. Yeah. So that's what it do. So anyway, now. Get back to this Chris to the Dharma store, all right? Let me look up something real quick, because I was trying to find his Facebook page. I couldn't find the Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? What am I looking for? CNA Christopher Domacy? What the hell is that? No, that ain't the motherfucker I'm looking for. Okay, well, let's do it like this. Because anytime you're using Google Search for you, all you got to do is just shit. Type in the head shit and LAPD manhunt. That popped up first. Okay, and this is who we're looking for. 50 officers still searching for him. 18, that's been up 18 hours ago. Suspected three killings. See what's happening. They're talking about here in the mountains. Now, look at this whole scenario now. Look at the whole scenario that's playing out. What the would this motherfucker be going to some goddamn mountains for? When he can easily just stop somebody on the fucking road, jack the car, and be all into another motherfucking city. What the hell is he heading to some goddamn mountains for? Okay? All right. Now, just the other thing. They got these big old signs out. You know what I'm saying? Especially in California. You know, they got the big signs out with his wanted face and all that. Okay. Now, when they talk about going on a door-to-door search, you know what I'm saying, you got to think about one thing. Who are they really targeting on their door-to-door search? You know, who's really being affected? Go ahead and play some more little background music. This is my whole questioning thing. You know what I'm saying? This is just my whole thing I was questioning. You know, because as I'm sitting here writing a book, it's chilling of how similar the story is to what, you know what I'm saying, I started writing and stuff, and then this pop off, like, no BS, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow. You know, like, whoa, that's too crazy, you know what I'm saying? Now, you got this brother in the mountains, which, yeah, he is technically, you know what I'm saying, yeah, he is overly trained for that, you know what I'm saying? He has no problem surviving in that environment, and you know what I'm saying? You know, he can do what he do. But, what the hell was that? Is something playing? Okay. I didn't hear nothing. Let me use that. It's background music, people. Background music. All right, there we go. Okay, so now my whole thing is, why the hell, if the hell, he going into the mountains? You see how they play this up? This is the drones, and it's Afghanistan, it's the mountains, and now you got this so-called fugitive. He's in the mountains, so we don't have access to him. Therefore, we will have to send in a remote drone because this will exhaust too many man hours all across the board, put too many men in danger. Key talking points, you know what I'm saying? That's what that is. There's a bunch of key talking points, you know what I'm saying, like, to justify, you know what I'm saying, using that type of force, you know, against this dude. You know, this ain't no Dante Moore's story where he, you know, got a chance at turning himself in, you know what I'm saying? This ain't that type of situation. This ain't finna go down like that, you know what I'm saying? This is not finna transpire like that, you know what I'm saying? This is a straight kill on sight mission, you know what I'm saying, by any means necessary, any force necessary, you know what I'm saying, any source necessary, you know, however they can get the job done. But now, in the meantime, you got to look at the madness of what done happened. Okay, with the innocent women that done got shot doing on the newspaper route. Yeah, they didn't even mention the other dude, you know what I'm saying, who got shot in the truck. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who that dude was, because there's no details, you know what I'm saying? Or if he was even a dude, if it was a female, they shot the truck up and said nobody got injured. So they ain't mention no male, female, names or anything like that. So you see this little kind of cover-up going on right now. The more information, most information I found out, excuse me, it came from CNN. Trying to try to eat bagels, you know what I'm saying? CNN is the only one that reported. Man, this is, who the hell is this news thing? Okay. CNN is the only one that had reported that it was two vehicles shot up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they gave a whole nother detail of what actually went on as far as them receiving the package and of his evidence and all that kind of stuff. And then, now, you got these people turning around and talking about, we're going to actually open up his case, and now we're going to look at his case. Like all this evidence that he had before that he presented wasn't enough at that time to look into his case. Now, because he got Mark Furman on the hit list and his family and other influential people in the LAPD system, you know what I'm saying? Now it's an issue. Now we need to, you know what I'm saying, look into what might have gone wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man, what? What they do to that? Right here in good old, what y'all like to call America. Good old United States of your America. Yeah. You love it. Love it. Like, I love it, baby. But it's all good, man, right? Now, my point gets to, you know what I'm saying? What's next? Okay? Because if they fly this drone over, this dude's tactically armed, he so-called had AT-4, you know what I'm saying, anti-tank, but he gonna have some modified something. That was way back in the days when I was in the military, so he got a small modified version of a rocket launcher, you know what I'm saying, and they only found one. I'm pretty sure he's 270 pounds. He can carry a few of them. You know what I'm saying? So, if you're talking about sending a drone, you know what I'm saying? Okay, that's going to get blown out of the sky. If, you know what I'm saying, he don't blow it out of the sky, rewire it, you know what I'm saying, and put it back in there, you know what I'm saying? It's like all kind of sci-fi crazy stuff that can come out of this whole situation, you know what I'm saying? But the whole thing of it is it intentional? You know, people like to say, no, it wasn't, you can't, that ain't possible. That's possible for something intentionally just to happen, you know, because without no action, there's no opposite to equal reaction. You know what I'm saying? So, in order for you to get a reaction for something, you got to put something into action. Just the top, the best, like saying Men in Black. He's the best of the best of the best. You know, that's him. He's it. He's the man. You know, he's the man. And you fire him because he tells on another officer for police brutality. That the entire, it's not like it's something hidden or something nobody don't know or it's never been discussed before, like it's some top secret. You know? And that's the whole crazy part. So that's what you got to really, when you look at it, that's what you got to, look at really into. You got to look deeper than that. You know, how you getting to this point? How did it get to this point? This man decorated. This man, ain't no pictures of this man that y'all can even show that shows him in any kind of mentally disturbed state, put it that way, to support your theory of, oh, now he went crazy, now he's just deranged. No, he's calculated. Because if that's the case, then he would have went deranged every time y'all gave him a mission to go over to Iraq. He would have been mentally deranged every time he went over Saudi Arabia. And all them other missions that he went to, and he went and intentionally went to go and eliminate a target for somebody who said, yeah, we got your back, do this for us, and we gonna always take care of you. And then he come do all of this, and then to get to a lower level of protection and get dismissed on some BS just because it was something that he seen ain't righteous. It's deeper than that, because we don't know all the evidence. There's a lot more evidence that's out that, you know, we just weren't privy to, you know what I'm saying? And that's the only thing about that. But, yeah, it's a lot more going on to what's been said, you know what I'm saying? A lot more to it than just beats that. And it just to me, it's just real crazy, real coincidental how, I'm writing a book, got a book out, well, not a book out, but, you know, I got a book that I'm working on, and how things kind of coincided, just, like, seriously, you know what I'm saying, like, wow, wait a minute, yeah, everything that's built in here, You got the suspense, you know what I'm saying? You got the whole drama of, you know what I'm saying, the backdrop of all this, because, you know, with the, you know, after the killings, you know, of course you got the funeral and all that, so that's the drama of the whole story. You got the thriller element built in with all of these mass agencies, you know what I'm saying, going in and, you know, doing all this, you know, room server error. You know, doing all this crazy stuff. So, it's really just the making of a serious movie. But then at the same time, it's a glory and unglorified effect to it. Okay. One aspect a person gonna look at it was like, yeah, because something happened to them, you know what I'm saying, with any law enforcement officer, you know what I'm saying, let alone just the LAPD, you know what I'm saying, any law enforcement officer. And, you know, so it affects somebody, you know what I'm saying. You got pulled over, you know what I'm saying, and got a bad ticket, you know what I'm saying, you might, you know, not saying that you condone it, but you understand where he coming from. You know what I'm saying? You understand the element of how he feeling right now, because we've all felt that way. You know what I'm saying? Not that we reacted on it, not that we rebelled and done that type of thing, but because we felt that type of way, we've always shared that type of feeling. And now you've seen it, you're actually seeing it portrayed, you know what I'm saying, in a way that's just so realistic that nobody thought this would only happen in the movies. And people don't watch movies. I bet you everybody watching Rambo now, I bet you they're doing a lot of strategic, you know, planning, and that's called watching all of the Rambo movies, you know what I'm saying, to see what the hell Rambo did, you know. And it's a serious situation, you know what I'm saying? It's a serious situation. You know, and like I said, everywhere this brother go, or everywhere this brother suspected to be seen, is going to be a threat on every African American community in that neighborhood, in that area. Guaranteed. You know, it might be all vice versa if he was white, you know what I'm saying? Because he can blend in just as easy, you know what I'm saying, in a white community. But right now, we're talking about a black community. So, now anytime, Chris, what the hell ever his name is spotted, and the West Cadron of what the hell ever, you know what I'm saying, we finna quarantine it off, and you know, go door to door. But you violating rights every time you do that. Every single time you do that, you violating rights. You violating black people rights. And that's what is the key thing at the end of the day. It's a rights violation. So we got to look very quick, careful at that. Very careful at this whole situation, you know what I'm saying? And we are wrapping it up as you hear the countdown. That's the wrap up for the Blog Talk Radio Show, you know what I'm saying? Live on blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio. You know, you can catch us on a couple of different areas. Best place to catch us is www.wdgeradio.webs.com. Changing the format and doing all that kind of good stuff, upgrading. So, yeah, there's new stuff coming, man. You know what I'm saying? And bringing new issues to you. Nutty news. You know, Wednesday, Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? We got all that kind of good stuff, bringing it back. We're going to be doing a Tuesday time to learn a language. We got something new. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing with that. So, you know, got a lot of good stuff, man. Shouts out to OYL, Occupy Your Library. And tune in. If you want 30 more minutes of mayhem, you know what I'm saying? Tune in to us live on Wrecking the Game Radio. Call in at 724-444-7444. I know there's a lot of fours. Put in your call ID 43793, and it'll bring you right into the show. All right? That's how we do. Peace out, people. Much love to you. And we're going to continue on, you know what I'm saying, into the VIP, which will take us over to the other show, you know what I'm saying? And that's Wrecking the Game, Wrecking the Game. Wrecking the Game Radio. After that song ends, we're going to go ahead and let the song play, and we're going to come right back at you. Check this out, people. What we're finna do, we're finna get y'all into get y'all into something else. Let's switch this over and do some Black History stuff real quick. You know what I'm saying? We got to get enlightened, get educated. You know what I'm saying? Edumacated. If you're not edumacated, you are hated. Knowledge is power over everything. Over everything. All right, this is coming from Shmoop. S-H-M-O-O-P. We Speak Student. Shmoop.com. This is 18 important moments in Black history. All right, so let's see what we can do here, y'all. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Let's pump this up real quick. Pump it up. Where's my music? Here you go over here. Probably get some R&B in the background. How about that? That'll work? Okay. People, I'm enjoying today's nourishment. It comes to you by Thomas's English Mini Bagels, blueberry. 10 in a pack. Yeah. 15-ounce bag. I'll let them. That's Thomas's Mini Bagels, blueberry. That's what I'm on right now. Get healthy, you know what I'm saying? All right, so let's Erykah Badu. Kelly Clarkson. Ah, Matthew, why you laughing so hard? Bitch, that shit funny. All right, we're going to go with, we're going to do some Rick Braun. How about that? Yeah, let's do some Rick Braun, people. All right. Rick Braun in the background for these 18 important moments in Black history. And we're going to get into it live. Right here is Regular Game Radio, WDG Radio, you know what I'm saying, in the building. Oh, turn it down a little bit. Drown him in you, drown him in. All right, turn it down a little bit. All right, that's appropriate music, too. Feeling that. Okay. Let's get into it, people. 18 important moments in Black history. The first one starts in 1773 with Phyllis Wheatley. Was a Boston slave who becomes the first African-American to publish a work. That's real. Her book of poetry is titled Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral, and focuses on her upbringing and on religion. After its publication, Mrs. Wheatley travels to London to promote it, and George Washington comments that he likes her work. Phyllis Wheatley was born in Gambia, Senegal, and was forced into slavery at the age of 7. Also in 1773, slaves in Massachusetts petitioned the government for their freedom. All right. Many. Listen, people, the internet ain't big enough to cover the history of you know what I'm saying, our struggle, our strive, our contribution to this world. You know what I'm saying? The internet ain't big enough to hold it. You'll believe that. Power to the Black people. Power to the people. But, you know, power to the Black people, man. Because we need to wake up, you know what I'm saying, to understand, you know what I'm saying, our place in life, man, and understand that we have a place. We have a placement. You know, right now, I don't know what the hell some of us thinking. But anyways, March 2nd, this is the second one. March 2nd, 1807, President Jefferson passes a law forbidding Americans to participate in the slave trade. That was March 2nd, 1807. At that time, the United States had a population of 4 million slaves. So you wonder how the hell the damn United States got built off the back of 4 million slaves. And there's some white people, too. I always like to throw that in there because people always try to, you know, act like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, people, slave is a body. That's what slavery is all about. It ain't have nothing to do with your skin color. you know, it became a skin color issue, you know what I'm saying? But it was everybody. You had Spanish people, Mexicans, you know, Indians. Yeah, you had everybody been in that slave thing, you know what I'm saying? It ain't just been limited to black people, okay? Number three, 1833, the New York Anti-Slavery Society begins a weekly newspaper called The Emancipator. The weekly publication is run by many free Northern African Americans. Man, I need to do something like that, like a weekly publication or something real quick just to kick out, you know, little black issues, man. Just kick out stuff, man. That's what it's all about, people just kicking the information out there. We got to get the information out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, like my song say, don't keep it to yourself. You got to pass the torch, pass the torch. And get a toast to someone else. Let me end this. My bad. We got still that old Blog Talk Radio. Activo. All right, let's get on up out of here off of that. Bam. All right, appreciate it, Rick Braun, for still holding it down. Okay, let me get back over here and finish up these 18 important moments in black history. All right, we get down to number four, 1845. Frederick Douglass completes his book, Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass. Douglass was one of the most famous abolitionists of all time, and he wrote about his experience as a slave and his escape from slavery 7 years before. He later advises President Lincoln to allow former slaves to fight for the Union during the Civil War. Put us in there, man. We'll kick their motherfucking ass. Tell them we fight for freedom. We'll fuck their ass up. And that's how they won. Number five, 1850. Sojourner Truth publishes the Narrative of Sojourner Truth. Look up that. Great information on that. Number six. January 31st, 1863, Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Lincoln ordered the freedom of slaves inside the Confederacy. An estimated 200,000 slaves are freed as a result of this proclamation. At that time, you know, 2 years later, everybody else decided that, hey, this is something real. We got to really do it. Oh, we got to let the niggers go. Yeah, we say that on this show, people. You know what I'm saying? Give it to your blood, raw. This is Wrecking the Game Radio, home of the uncut, uncensored. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. Bring it to you live. You know what I'm saying? In effect. And shouts out to DJ Party Time. You know what I'm saying? Miss John New and everybody out there. Shouts out to all the Aquarians out there. You know what I'm saying? Celebrating their birthday, man. You know, that's real big. You know, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see these days, because, you know, at least in the United States, it seems to be some troubling times. I ain't going to speak very well, because the United States is the 47th happiest place on the planet. So, hey, I want to see what the happiest place is before I make that judgment. You know what I'm saying? All right. That's all I'm saying. Number seven is December 6, 1865. The 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution is ratified. The 13th Amendment declares neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. That declares that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Oh, okay, so it ain't no prostitution and all that. That's what that's saying. Because prostitution technically is slavery, you know. Unless you sell prostituting, you know what I'm saying? You making all the money, you know what I'm saying? But you're still slaving yourself. So you're going to jail, motherfucker. Stop slaving yourself. side sponsors, unofficial sponsor that is, oh, man, I can't believe that. Millgate Walker, Wisconsin. Wow. Miller High Life. They all good for something. Beer's all right. And y'all know what I'm talking about out there. You know what I'm saying? You niggas know what I'm talking about. Anyways, going in number eight, 1875. Booker T. Washington graduates from the Hampton Institute in Hampton, Virginia. 21 years later, Harvard University grants him an honorary master's degree for his work in education. In 1901, he publishes his autobiography, Up from Slavery. Number nine, 1895, W.E.B. Du Bois becomes the first African-American student at Harvard to receive a Ph.D., which he earns in history. The next year, he publishes his doctoral dissertation, The Suppression of the African Slave Trade. 1903, he writes one of his most famous works, The Souls of Black Folk, a collection of essays reflecting on his own experiences and his own perception of race relations in the South. In 1905, he helps the Niagara Movement in Motion, a movement dedicated to helping African Americans gain social and political freedom. 1917, Du Bois leads a silent march through New York City streets in protest of Jim Crow laws and ongoing lynchings. Du Bois dies in Ghana on August 27, 1963, one day before Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivers his famous I Have a Dream speech at the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Hearing of his death, leaders at the march honored Du Bois with a moment of silence. Now, that's powerful. February 12th. 1909, the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, is founded in New York City by Ida B. Wells Barnett, W.E.D. Du Bois, and Mary White Ovington, and Harry Moskowitz. If you all didn't know that, you know what I'm saying? Yes, it was three white people that actually, you know, thought about, hey, man, we need to get something going for the colored people because they don't have any kind of representation. The black voice became W.E.D. Du Bois, who spearheaded it, you know what I'm saying, along with Miss Ida B. Wells, you know what I'm saying, to give it that